A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
On the pilgrimage to World Youth Day with the young kids of the parish, we stopped at Santiago de Compostela, that greatest of all the medieval pilgrimage spots, built over the tomb of St. James the Greater, the Apostle, St. James the brother of St. John, one of the sons of Zebedee, in order to celebrate Mass and pray at his tomb. While we were in that basilica, the kids were blown away by just how long it took to build Santiago and how old that historic church was and still functioning. One of the things that really caught their eyes were the pillars in the nave. If you look at a pillar like this and imagine a pillar about 10 times the size of it, made totally out of stone and much taller, that's what they saw, a pillar the size of a redwood. I tried to say to them that Jesus, when he was building his church, he's the cornerstone of the foundation, but that the Bible calls the apostles pillars. And St. James is a pillar like this. And that's the way our faith is supposed to be. We're supposed to be pillars that thick. Today in the Gospel, Jesus gives us those 12 pillars. One ended up crumbling, as we know, at the end, Judas Iscariot. But the others have remained firm. And in the first reading, we see that that is to our vocation. The whole theme of World Youth Day this year came from this passage from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. It says, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in faith, built upon him, and firm in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Rooted in Christ, built up on Christ, and firm in the faith. That's what the Holy Father wanted to do, not just for the young kids of the world, but he wanted to do for the whole church, no matter how young we are. We've received Christ, but that's not enough, St. Paul tells the Colossians. We need to walk in Christ. The way we do that is meant to be first firmly rooted in him. What do these roots mean? That's where our real foundation goes. That we stretch down. It's not just on the outside that we're a Christian. Deep down on the inside, like vine and branches, we are rooted in Christ. We have no other set of roots than in him. We draw our life from him, just like a plant draws the water from the roots. That's what it means. Second, built up upon him. That we are meant to ground ourselves in him and be built up strong like him. There's that parable that Jesus uses in the Sermon on the Mount about the two types of foundations we can have. He says that there are those who build on the rock of his word, that when the storms come and blow it, buffet against the house, they remain because they've been built firmly upon rock. Or there's those who build themselves on sand, to those who merely hear the word of God and don't act on it. I'll just say it for a second right here, just because I see a heck of a lot of eyes not even paying attention, it seems, that to listen to the word of God, not act on it, he's talking about the word he's saying right here too. And then the third, firm in the faith, strong in the faith. Christ wants to make us not willed when the going gets tough. When the going gets tough, really stand strong. That's what the power of the Holy Spirit has the capacity to do, make us fortes in fide. The very end of the pilgrimage, we were doing a debriefing session with all the young kids about what their greatest memories were. And one of the boys, which was totally surprising to me that he would have the depth of this insight at such a young age, he said that the highlight of the entire pilgrimage was what the pilgrims called Hurricane Benedicto. During the vigil on Saturday night, praying with the Holy Father, out of nowhere, a storm came up. Started to have 60-mile-an-hour winds, totally horizontal rain. If you were watching it on television, you would have seen that the rain was coming straight at the Holy Father. His whole speech was soaked. He was soaked. Everybody was soaked. And it was a little scary for a lot of the people there because of the way it came. All of a sudden, there was lightning coming down everywhere. Wind had started to bring umbrellas 60 or 80 feet in the air. There was no place to run and to hide. They were out there totally exposed. And here was this kid's reflection. He said, it was the real highlight of my life. I learned more about myself during that brief storm than at any time because I realized that my roots were very firm in Christ. And just as he said in one of the psalms we sung earlier this week in the Liturgy of the Hour, that the just man is like a tree firmly rooted in the soil, that even when everything comes, he remains strong. He doesn't wither under the heat. And I felt like one of those houses that we had talked about on Thursday night in that liturgy with the Holy Father to welcome him, where we were built firmly on the rock. I knew I was built on his word, and I had nothing to be afraid of. And actually that experience, while it frightened many, actually made me stronger in the faith. It's a very deep application. We're always going to have those storms in our life. We're always going to have the ups and downs. We're going to have earthquakes. We're going to have plenty of other things. But what St. Paul is calling us to in this first reading is to root ourselves more deeply in Christ, to build our entire existence upon him, and then we'll have nothing to be afraid of. And at the end, he describes how Christ himself does that. That they had their hearts circumcised in Christ. They were buried with Christ in baptism. They were raised with Christ through faith and the power of God. He brought you to life through the forgiveness of your transgression. Through your transgression. He nailed you with him to the cross and led you away in triumph by it. This is the one that the apostles left everything to follow. This is the one in whom we're called to be more firmly rooted and more compactly built. So we come forward to this Mass, votive Mass of the Holy Spirit, in which the Holy Spirit will come down and transform bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood. Let us ask for the gift to be even firmer in faith, more rooted in Christ, more constructed on him, so that others may be able to build their faith in our witness, just like we've all been able to build our faith on the Apostles' name today.